Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Arango. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Mayo moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Arango scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Epps. The throw from Richards and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Arango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arango hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Arango reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps, who is chasing the ball. Hostetler reaches third base with a triple. Mayo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hostetler scores. York moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siebert. Richards reaches second base with a double. Wakefield moves to third. Woody Wheaton now pitching. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orengo is walked intentionally. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hostetler moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Garbark and he is out, Hall applying the tag. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orengo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Burns for the double play. Two outs. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheaton hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hostetler hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing second base. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burns fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orengo takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-3 in the game. Trout bunts towards the mound. Wheaton fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to third. Orengo moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Orengo scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Metro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Woody Wheaton. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. York takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Metro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0-for-1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.